his name.
John, could you turn the radio down, John?
Yes,
turn the radio down.
Now that we have you on, and we're closer to the mouthpiece on your phone,
yes,
you will.
Yes, how are you doing, John?
Oh, great, I should say. Daphne Dan Nerveth.
You know, that's a name that you labeled me.
I did. Daphne. I had fun with the name.
Yeah, I used to be Daffy Dan Nerveth, but that's when I was much younger. And then you called me Daphne.
Daphne.
And I'll never forget driving you to pick up your car. You asked me if I'd drive you to pick up your car at a local gas station where it was being repaired.
Yeah.
I think it was a trade deal. You kept mentioning them on the air and they fixed it for you. But anyway, I'm driving you there and you looked at me in all sincerity and said, Daphne, what will one do when the rock no longer continues to roll?
Oh, my gosh. Did I say whilst?
Yeah, you said whilst. Man. Yeah. I looked at you.
Another age. Antediluvian.
And to this day, John, I listen to you whenever I can, and I still don't know what the heck you're talking about.
I heard that remark earlier from Irv Weinstein.
It's absolutely true.
I've got what we got here is a problem of communication.
Gracious me, golly, that is to say, wow.
Now, he's WHTT's own, let me say, the home of the Buffalo Sabres.
Yes.
These days, yes. Yeah. And they say there's no competition left in Buffalo radio.
I'll tell you, these are exciting times,
John.
We
stole the Sabres, however.
Yeah, we stole them. Well, we offered them a dollar more than you guys. So
evidently, that's true. Well, we had them, and then BEN, who is now within the family.
We cheated them. We're paying them Canadian money.
They don't know that.
A dollar's a dollar to them. They don't know.
But you got them, and I'm sure you're doing well by them.
Yes, we're doing very well by them, John. Yeah. And we got a good run going. Hopefully they can go all the way in and win that Stanley Cup. And then they'll come back to you guys.
Something I've got to ask you, because I puzzled about this aloud on the air. Wilst thou tell us?
Yes.
In the commercial that is run for WHTT on the...
Oh, now you're not going to ask me. No, you can't.
Everybody asks
you. It's too personal.
Everybody asks
you.
It's
too personal.
Is it your fanny that's moving atop the desk or not? I say yes. I say you're that agile. I say that you're today's Gene Kelly. I say that it's quite possible you can get up there and dance.
John, I can do many things, but actually I have to tell you that was a stunt double.
Was it really?
He's a guy from porno movies, and so he was available.
Oh, it gives it away. It shatters the whole illusion. I'm sorry to ask the question.
Well, I hope you will keep it to yourself.
Everybody who watches it now will say, that's not really him. That's not really him.
Yeah, well, if you'll notice the lifts on the shoes, it gives it away just a little
great
bit.
Great commercial. I love the traffic cop and the others who were sent rhythmically on their way. That's great.
Well, John, we know that's your kind of music. I know that
it is.
In your
that's
free time
true.
That you sit and listen to Chubby Checker and probably Little Richard. I imagine you're a big Little Richard fan.
Oh, another thing we've discussed, one of your darker days, as a matter of fact. Do you recall having said erroneously?
Yes.
Or was it, and this was some many seasons ago, on the radio, on WGR.
Oh, yes, it was.
That schools would not open that day.
Can I tell you the true
classes
story?
Classes would not keep.
Can I tell you the true story of what happened there?
Yes, do.
All right. There was a fellow by the name of Hernando.
Oh, remember his hideaway?
Yes. And he was on all night.
Sure.
And I was doing the afternoon show, and Hernando was on vacation, so they asked me if I'd fill in for him. And it happened to be on an overnight when the next day there was a school holiday.
Yeah.
Well, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm thinking, who's listening
Who's listening? Oh, my gosh.
Who would pay attention? Oh, so I said, I hope you kids who are listening to these rock and roll tunes that are destroying your mind, I hope that you realize that you shouldn't be up. You better go to bed because there's school tomorrow. And I just said it one time, forgot about it, and 2 o'clock, finished the show, went home. Apparently, somebody on another radio station had heard me say that. They picked up on it, too, and mentioned it a few times. Well, the next morning, my boss, the late Sid Gaby, called me and said something that...
Remember Sid?
Yeah. It sent shivers down my spine. I've never heard anybody say this on the phone. He said, Dan, a bad morning to you.
Did he?
He said a bad morning to you.
Really? Yes.
Yeah. And then he went on
lightning
to...
Lightning from Sid.
Yeah. He went on to say that... If anyone who goes to school today because they heard that announcement and anything happens to them, like the, you know, like a meteorite hits them or something like that, then you're in big trouble.
Oh, my gosh. Now, let me get it straight. You said that there would be school?
I said, no. I said there would be school. It was a school holiday.
I thought you had said, I missed.
See, now, aren't you
over
glad?
Over the passing years, we got it straightened out at last. I said you had said.
Well, see, John, you were wrong about the dancing part, too. You didn't even get the dancing right.
No, I'm glad to get that straight.
Well, But can I say hello to my mother-in-law, Addie, who listens to you all the time?
Oh, Addie out
Adeline
there.
Seifert.
Bless her, we'll dedicate a phone call.
And she's not
Addie.
85, because I wrote something about her in a local paper, and I said she was 85.
Did you?
She's really not.
Well, bless her.
She's 89.
She listens.
No, she's not. She's much younger.
No, Dan, that's. I'm glad to get that straight. Sid Gaby, these names,
Sid Gaby.
Boy, you mentioned them.
Yeah.
He had the head of a burrowing animal.
Yeah.
He looked like a member of the burrowing animal family. You could name it gopher, whatever you want to say. But he really does. I'll never forget Sid. He's gone now,
I think. Yes, he is.
He's gone on to his...
So you're free to say what you want about it.
Some mound in the sky. Well,
you shouldn't make fun of the way people look.
I personalize a lot.
We were all far more attractive
than... I'm the last one who should.
Yeah, right.
I'm glad to get that story straight. Well, the end of the story. End of story. You were persona non grata at WGN.
Oh, yes. I was replaced.
It was a scandal at the time.
Oh, much scandal. Had the Inquirer been big then, that would have been one of the headlines.
You keep track. Do you remember what became of Hernando?
Hernando ended up managing one of those little theaters one of those theaters in New York City that you used to frequent when you went down there.
Me and Pee Wee Herman.
I remember.
We would do that.
That's right. You had the raincoat concession, I remember.
At Hernando's Theater. He looked like the kind of guy who would, you know.
Yes, true. He did. No question about
Hernando,
that.
Hernando, that's...
Hey, John, I don't want to tell you how to run your show, but I think you might want to pick up on what's happening now.
Oh, what is it?
Because this is amazing.
Oh, this is exciting, I should say.
We've got Buffalo Bob.
Oh, Buffalo Bob Smith.
Buffalo Bob Smith.
Is it possible to play Buffalo Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. What do I do to...
Well, they say it was howdy doody time. We used to sing it was howdy doody time. Ho, ho. So let's go. It's howdy. Oh, do it again. It's howdy. Bob Smith and howdy too. Bob Smith then. Say howdy doody yous. Let's give a rousing cheer. Let's give up. Because howdy doody's here. It's time to start the show. So kids, let's go. So kids, let's go. Oh, you're a great guy. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Well, as many of you, I hope, know, I was born in Buffalo, 1917. I made the big 8-0 last Thanksgiving Day. Thank you. And my wife, Mill, lived three blocks away from me on Humboldt Parkway. I lived on Rare Avenue. And coming up in November, we're going to be celebrating our 58th wedding anniversary. Mill, stand up. Where are you, honey? Buffalo Mill. Thank you. But you know, I really, when I count my blessings, I not only thank people like Mike, Al Anscombe, our good friend Don Angelo, Gary Deeb, for making me a part of this wonderful Buffalo Broadcast Pioneers Hall of Fame. I was invited last year, but as I was on the West Coast doing some shows, and I really wanted to be there with my good buddy, who was also honored last year, Clint Buhlman. Now, I started in Buffalo radio professionally in 1933 when I graduated from high school. I was on the air with two fellows called Johnny Eisenberger and Elmer Hattenberger and Robert Schmidt. Well, now, that didn't sound very good as a trio, Eisenberger, Hattenberger, and Schmidt, so we were called the High-Headers Trio. And this was the year the year of repeal, 1933. We were on the air for Simon Supper Club of the Year. And then I was at WBEN, and then I went to WGR, and I did everything in the world you could possibly do in radio. And then I got my big break when I went back to WBEN with Clint Buhlman doing a show called The Early Dated Hangers. Anybody remember that? We were on from 9:15 to 9:45 from Vincent's Tea Room. And it was on the strength of that I was invited to New York to do the early morning radio show, as Clint Buhlman did it here in Buffalo. I was on WNBC, probably the biggest station in the country, from 6 to 9, Monday through Saturday. And I just loved it. And then, of course, Howdy Doody came along in 1947. So the rest is history. But I do want you to know that it all started right here in Buffalo. And when I... Thank you. When I think of the time that I was doing very well in Buffalo Radio in 1946 when we left. And Mill and I and our two kids, Robin and Ronnie, we had the turtles and the goldfish. We followed the moving van into New York. And when I got to New York, in about 2 weeks, it was the loneliest place in the world. Believe me. I knew everybody in Buffalo. I knew nobody in New York. And one day I got on the elevator at the 30 Rockefeller Plaza, the RCA building, and I saw an announcer who worked for WBEN by the name of Denton Butt. Does anybody remember him? Denton Butt. And Denton Butt was now with the National Broadcasting Company. He came on the elevator and I said, Denton Butt! And he said, oh, Bob. I said, what? He said, Robert Denton. I said, much, much better, Bob. How are you? So we went down, had a cup of coffee and talked. First person I saw from Buffalo, I was so happy. A couple days later, I got on the elevator and one of my leading ladies, Cliff Jones and I had a summer theater at the Alhambra in 1938, 39, and 40. And one of our leading ladies was Clarabel Summerside. Now, we didn't name Clarabel the Clown after her because our writer didn't even know about her, but I got in the elevator and Clarabel Summerside came in and I said, Clarabel Summerside! She said, Bob, Judy Summers. Yeah, much, much better name. But I can understand that. And then I was on the third floor where the aspiring actors and actresses used to be waiting for a casting director to come out and pick them out. And there was a young man that worked with me at WGR. I know Al Anscombe would remember him. His name was Irwin Hamburger. Irwin Hamburger was also an actor waiting for a job. And I saw him on the third floor. I said, Irwin Hamburger. And he said, Bob. What is it? Earl Hammond. Earl Hammond, much better name, sure. Then one day I had to go to the newsroom at NBC. And one of the great announcers from WGR and WKBW, Radcliffe Hall. Radcliffe Hall was an NBC staff announcer. And I saw Rad in the control room, and I said, Radcliffe Hall! And he said, Bob Schmidt! And I said, no, Rad. Ah, bless you all. Well, it's so wonderful to be here tonight. Now, Howdy Doody started on November... No, it was... Well, we learned about it in November, but December 27, 1947 was our first show. And we did over 2,500 shows until 1960. So if we started in 1947, last year was our 50th anniversary. And I was invited out to California to do a show for our 50th anniversary. And on the way in the plane, I thought, no, we've got to do something a little bit different. Clarabel and I were going to do this show. So on the plane, I wrote a little parody that I sang for our 50th anniversary. Now, I hope that some of you tonight are Howdy Doody alumni, because I'm sure that you'll recognize some of the people. We sang about,
nearly everybody on the
show. WGR 55.
Now, way back in 1947, when some of you were under 11. 'Twas then we first appeared on NBC, and we were with you every day on your TV. Now we added someone you know well, that silly clown called Clarabel. And from the day that Clarabel was born, he always talked to everybody with his horn. Dilly Dally and Mr. Bluster too, Oil Well Willie, just to name a few. And a lovely girl who could really sing was Princess Summer, Fall, Winter, Spring. And Ugly Sam was on the job,
and so is J. Cornelius Cobb. And don't forget old Captain Scuttlebutt. Also the Flubadub, who really was a nut. Then Chief Thunder Thud with muscles stronger, and the first one to say cowabunga. And many other firsts along the way. We were the first show seen in color every day. Then Buffalo Bob, our friendly host, the thing we liked about him most, he reminded us to go to Sunday school. He also taught us to obey the golden rule. Lots of sponsors brought our show to you. There was Colgate's, Kellogg's, Tootsie Rolls, and Welch's too. Also Wonder Bread to start our days and build our bodies 70 million ways. Now there were lots of folks behind the scene, like producers, directors, and our writer Eddie Keen. We wish that we could mention everyone. To all we're very grateful for a job well done. Now last year was 1997, and now most of you are way over 11. But you're joining us here in the Peanut Gallery to celebrate our golden anniversary. Ah, thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Live from the Western New York Broadcasting Hall of Fame induction ceremony at the Tralfamador Cafe, this is the John Otto Show on WGR News Radio 55.
Mr. Lou is getting a workout tonight, let me say. Dick Dalen's Deltones just playing away there. You'd think the entire program was in service of Dick Dale. However, we're back in the entire program is in service of you, your listenership, that you might deign to call. Where else on other radio locally do you hear the word deign these days? Not a lot. Jim was on but couldn't stay because we had the discussion with Danny Nerveth and Daphne Dan. And besides, many people were unaware that it's possible for you to call in tonight and participate on the phone. While we're talking to the people, you might want to discuss things with whoever shows up at this microphone. I feel like a fellow named Jack Eigen at the Chez Paris many, many seasons ago. His name came up recently in our nightly discussions. Jack Eigen was had the voice of a candy butcher in a burlesque house. And he did this program. It was fascinating to hear, and I could pick him up on radio then from Chicago. And it was the same kind of... It was the Chez Paris, and people would... stagger by in some instances, never a steady customer at the Chez Paris. They would sit down and talk in slushing fashion all over the microphone. I'm happy to report everybody I've observed tonight is entirely sober, perhaps too much so, I don't know. In any case, the humor is rare, and I can't get over the humor as exhibited by Van Miller. I was mentioned by one of the other inductees. Everybody learned tonight what a comic is Van. He did an entire routine. I don't know who his writer is, but he's not exclusively the voice of the Buffalo Bills, although he is the one and the only, to be sure. But he could take his show on the road, I think, any time. A local Shecky Green is Van Miller, and very impressive at that. What I wanted to say is we're available for your calls. We're cutting out now for the news directly ahead. And then Paul Harvey will bring you the rest. Oh, Paul is so dramatic. The rest of the story. Jim and others, if you wish to call, we're 886-6450. We'll have you on in about 10 minutes or so. On the Frontier long-distance number, the freebie, for those outside the immediate toll-free calling area, 1-800-550-8227. And star 551, of course, is your cellular one phone if you're out and tooling around in your automobile. Star 55 on Frontier Cellular. It's I think I've been in theater plays previously, and indeed the Trial Famador, but I swear it has undergone some remodeling, refurbishing. And so I want to congratulate the owners and operators of Theater Place on a job well done. And the Trial Famador never looked better. You must pay it a visit one night. Trial Famador Cafe, a highlight of downtown Buffalo these days. Can't think of any place I'd rather be. Can think of a few places I'd rather not be. Just down the flight of stairs and across the way. That other cafe. But at the same time, we have adjournment coming up. The latest in news will be heard. And then, my word, we'll get you on. And currently, just a report, do play-by-play. Currently. Ah, good. Yes, good. Can you possibly bring in Buffalo Bob Smith for the fade-out?
And you remember Kukla, Fran, and Ollie? And there was George Reeves as Superman, and old Gabby Hayes would say, "Stand back, buckaroos," as he shot popweed out of a cannon.
WGR, Buffalo, News Radio 55.
Froggy the Gremlin, in those years that were carefree and mellow, and you were a fan of the Mickey Mouse Club with cute young Annette Funicello. Come on. M-I-C, everybody. A-E-Y. And there was Claude Kirshner in Super Circus. And while you watched him crack the whip, your daddy was watching Mary Hartline because her costume stopped at the hip. Now you ask her. There was Winky Dink, Rough and Ready, Bugs Bunny, Felix the Cat, and a little man named Pinky Lee with his lisp and his checkered hat. Ho, ho, hey, hey, my name is Pinky Lee. La, 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 everybody, la, 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 come on now, la, la, la. You got the cutest little la, la. I'm as happy as can be.
When you need to know, news at the top and bottom of the hour. Depend on News Radio 55, WGR, Buffalo.
The final vote on the Niagara County smoking ban and the school votes are pouring in. I'm Rich Root. More on those stories and Paul Harvey after WGR News Radio 55, weather on the 10s. Partly cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms, likely the low 62. It is 68 degrees in Buffalo. It was the final vote for the proposed Niagara County smoking ban tonight. WGR News Radio 55's Emily Story reports the legislature did not follow the Erie County.